This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Great Recession forced communities all over Michigan to cut spending. For many, one answer was privatization, contracting out public service delivery to private firms. The Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy at the University of Michigan's Ford School wondered, are local officials satisfied with their privatized services? Might we see more of this happening in our communities? Tom Ivacco of Close Up is here with the verdict. Tom, first, what are the most commonly outsourced services?
The most common services are attorney and legal services. And this is found among jurisdictions of all sizes. We were a little surprised at first that it's so common. Among jurisdictions that do outsource, 83% outsource attorney and legal services. But, you know, when we think about it a little bit more, it makes sense that even in the small jurisdictions, rather than having, you know, a staff attorney, when they need additional legal services, they contract that out.
What other – I would think garbage delivery might be – pickup might be something.
Yeah, that is also one of the most common. 45% of jurisdictions that outsource their waste and recycling services. Engineering services is the second most common. 51% do that. Property assessing is fairly common, and inspections like plumbing, electrical, building codes, and so on. Snow plowing and road maintenance is also and surveying. So there's a pretty wide range of different types of services that local governments look to outsource. We asked about 23 different ones, and quite a few of them have high percentages of jurisdictions outsourcing.
Yeah, 65% of local governments are contracting out services. So how satisfied do leaders say they are with the services they're paying for?
Overall, really satisfied. 73% of local leaders who outsource services say that they're satisfied overall. There's not much differences by jurisdiction size, by different characteristics. It's just high levels of satisfaction overall. And we asked about specific aspects of privatization. So are they satisfied with the responsiveness of the contractors and the quality of service delivery, the timeliness, and so on? High levels of satisfaction with all of those factors.
So I get the sense that that they're pleased with what they're getting for what they're paying, and also with the savings they're realizing by not having full-time staffers as public servants doing this job?
That's right. They are satisfied with most of these different aspects. A little bit less satisfied with the cost savings. 64% of local leaders who outsource are satisfied with the amount of cost savings. And that compares to 79% who are satisfied with the responsiveness of contractors. So the cost savings aspect has the least amount of satisfaction, yet it's still, you know, almost two-thirds of local leaders are pretty happy with it.
And it would strike me that that's the main reason you privatize in the first place, is to realize cost efficiencies.
It is, yeah.
So if I'm a current public sector employee, am I looking at this going, whew, good?
I think things are probably likely to be pretty stable. We're not going to see big decreases in privatization. We're not likely to see big increases either anytime soon. What we did see was at the height of the fiscal crisis in 2010, about 18% of jurisdictions were looking to increase their levels of privatization. That's down to 10% now. So there's still going to be some increases, but there's no massive new wave of it coming anytime soon.
Is any of this moving in the opposite direction, the idea of insourcing and bringing some of these privatized services back into the public service fold?
Yeah, that happens, but not that commonly. What we found was that overall, I believe about 15% of jurisdictions that have outsourced services subsequently brought them back in-house. So it's not that common. We compared that to a national survey done by the International City-County Management Association, and it looks like Michigan may be a little more common than insourcing across the nation. 18% across the nation tend to do this. But those are larger jurisdictions that are being surveyed at the national level. And among Michigan's largest jurisdictions, 27% have brought services back in-house. So it does happen. In the biggest jurisdictions, it's more common than in the smallest ones. But it's not terribly common, I'd say.
Tom, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Cindy.
Tom Ivacco is with the Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy at the University of Michigan with the latest Michigan Public Policy Survey.